Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about starting an AI automation service from scratch and landing your first paying client. Let's dive in.
Wow, ambitious. I'm all ears. So what's the first step in this grand plan?
Well, it all begins with identifying a high-demand AI service. Think something clients are desperate for. Then, we set up the infrastructure for lead scraping and outreach. That's usually a pain point for many.
Right. Getting those leads is key. So, how do we make an offer they can't refuse?
A simple copywriting formula does the trick. Then, we generate qualified leads using proven, cost-effective methods. It's a playbook, really. Easy to copy and paste.
A copy-paste playbook? Sign me up. But finding the right niche is crucial, right?
Absolutely. He starts with three: website agencies, video editors, and real estate. Then, two high-demand AI services per niche. He walks through his research process, too, using his community platform and Reddit.
Smart. Utilizing existing communities to understand client pain points.
Exactly. He emphasizes the importance of understanding client problems, a skill he credits for his own success. He then dives into potential services, like cold outreach systems and content generation.
Interesting. So he's essentially selling automation tools to automate outreach and content.
Precisely. He tailors the approach for each niche. For video editors, he suggests a job scraper, even pitching a free sample edit as part of the outreach. For real estate, an automated follow-up system.
Makes sense. Targeting specific needs.
Now, the tech setup. He uses Apollo for lead sourcing, Afify for scraping, and Instantly for sending emails, utilizing pre-warmed inboxes for faster results.
Pre-warmed inboxes. Sneaky, but efficient.
Then, he generates personalized icebreakers with Make.com and GPT-4 Mini, really leaning into that personalized touch.
I see. Making it seem like custom outreach, not just a blast.
Exactly. And he shares his four-step copywriting formula. Address the "is this spam" question. Introduce yourself. Justify the outreach and present the offer.
Classic formula, but effective. Did he mention A/B testing?
Yes. He even tests a longer, more personal variant. He acknowledges the importance of iteration, especially with cold outreach.
So, did this all pay off? Did he land a client?
He shows the actual results. 11 replies, 7 positive, in just over 12 hours. He got requests for more information, offers to meet, even a let's talk more, with a phone number included.
Impressive. But did he mention any challenges?
Oh, yes. He points out the low response rate from real estate agents and discusses how to optimize. He even talks about blending cold email with direct calls, leveraging positive replies to warm up leads for calling, and stresses the importance of quick responses to maintain momentum.
Great points. So, what's the ultimate takeaway here?
Validate your idea before building the product. Test different offers, gather feedback, and then build what clients actually want. He also highlights the importance of having templates and systems in place to streamline your workflow.
So, build it, sell it, before you build it.
Exactly. He shares his own resources, Maker School, and Make Money with Make, for those who want a deeper dive into these strategies.
This was incredibly insightful. Thanks for breaking it all down.
You're welcome. This approach to building an AI automation service is definitely worth exploring. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Goodbye.